Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Now, of course, getting into a soundtrack, and no, we are not about to talk about K-pop Demon Hunters for the millionth time, because we've already covered that. And of course, I will continue my coverage to the point where I'm going to give my movie review, because y'all been supporting those specific segments so much. So when I say soundtrack, people think I'm automatically about to get into K-pop Demon Hunters. But no, as the title showed, I am getting into F1, the movie soundtrack. As if you don't know, it was released under Atlantic, a subsidiary of Warner. And that current soundtrack is the 43rd most played project in the world as of right now. But of course, right now, you're seeing Doja Cat on your screen. You're probably wondering to yourself, why in the world are we seeing Doja Cat? Well, ladies and gentlemen, Don Toliver and Doja Cat, they essentially have a track that's doing phenomenal on the charts, to the point where the Future Chart Predictions has it just outside of the top 50 as of, Future Chart Predictions of August 9th of this year. They have them slightly out of the top 15, out of the top 50. As the track Lose My Mind with Don Toliver featuring Doja Cat off of the F1 soundtrack is currently, well, I already said it, is currently slated to be the 51st most played soundtrack, well, track in the world. But I wanted to also show you why this man probably didn't want to like promote the track at all. As you know, he's just had a little kid with Kali Uchis, I believe is her name. Make sure I get the name right. I think it's Kali Uchis. I've covered her a bunch of times. Let me make sure. Yeah, there we go. Yeah, that's the right person. You know, can't be getting confused with other people. You know, that's what us black folks be dealing with all the time. But I'm not even going to tell you who I almost got confused with. But Kali Uchis and Don Toliver right here celebrating a little child, as you can see. And bringing a little human to the world is no easy feat. And it looks like they're doing it in the most phenomenal way possible. Of course, from a bird's eye view. Do we really know what's going on in a relationship? Of course not. But we do not want to speculate on negativity. So I'm just going to assume the utmost positive vibes is going on between Kali Uchis and Don Toliver. Now, that being said, getting back into the F1 soundtrack, as you can see right here, this is the trailer for F1. The soundtrack has Damson Idris. I believe, is that how you say his name? Let me see. You know, I don't really watch movies or TV shows like that if it's not superhero. So I believe that's how you say his name. Actually, let me see. Go to the IMDb. Let me see. Damson Idris. Yeah, okay. So I did get his name right. Great. Fantastic. But anyways, when it comes to the soundtrack, as you can tell, it's doing well. It's charting in the top 50 as a whole. So that's already phenomenal as far as soundtracks, because if you don't know, when you put out a soundtrack, not to say it's not going to sell as well as regular albums, but you rarely see it in the top 10 or the top 5, or in K-pop Demon Hunter's case, literally the second most played project in the world. You know, I had to throw that in there. So when it comes to K-pop Demon Hunter's soundtrack and that being the second most played project in the world, that's not an easy feat, and that's not normal by any stretch of the imagination. So when it comes to F1 currently being the 43rd most played track, safe to say that is usually what soundtracks perform at as far as being compared to other projects and singles from artists in the game. So anyways, Tate McRae currently has the most popular track off of the soundtrack. And of course, Chris Stapleton has the second most popular. And then we have Don Toliver featuring Doja Cat. They have the third most popular track off of the F-150 soundtrack. As when you look at it, as far as Luminant, let me show you right quick. So as far as Luminant, the top 10s right here, an Analytic Dreams video on Spotify to see the video along with the audio. But as you can see, Tate McRae is running away with her having the most popular track off of the soundtrack. As you can see right here, Chris Stapleton, Don Toliver featuring Doja Cat. And then you have Ed Sheeran with the fourth most popular, Jack Black, the Minecraft movie as a whole. So now we're just looking at soundtracks. And then you look at Queen, Rosie, which I've already talked about Rosie as far as off of the soundtrack specifically, and then Led Zeppelin. So ultimately, the main thing I wanted to let y'all know is that when we're looking at these analytics, getting into certain data for soundtracks, it's not necessarily common to get a top 10, a top 20 hit from a soundtrack. Sunflower did it phenomenally. We don't know about Bruno did it phenomenally off of Encanto from Disney. I'm just naming some of the tracks off soundtracks that have blew up in a way that we've never seen. Record-breaking type of progress. Now, of course, my plethora of several tracks I've covered for K-pop Demon Hunters, you already know how that's performing. But F1 soundtrack also has a K-pop artist on the soundtrack, like I just said with Rosie, and she has one of the more popular tracks off of the soundtrack. As of right now, she currently doesn't have any tracks by herself on the charts, but let me see. Oh no, I lied. APT is currently the 35th most played track in the world as of right now, and that's from Rosie and Bruno Mars. And then you have Madeline, depending on how you pronounce it, and that's Zach Bryan's track featuring, oh, that's Gabrielle Rose, so it's not Rosie. So Rosie only has one track, but it's the 35th most played track in the world with Bruno Mars titled APT. So ultimately, I just wanted to have a segment covering the F1 soundtrack as a whole, because of course, when it comes to different soundtracks impacting the masses, this basically gives you an indication on who's going to win certain Emmys and Grammys when it comes to the soundtrack or when it comes to the movie overall. Because as far as the movie, I believe it is getting high praise and a lot of people are enjoying it. So the rating, a lot of people are rating it either a 7 or above, and then it's close to a 8 on most publications. So a lot of people are loving the movie. So when it comes to the movie analytics, as far as how the movie is performing, things of that nature, I don't think I have anything for that. Definitely have to go to Grace Randolph. Shout out to her beyond the trailer for that one. If you don't know, that's one of my main inspirations for diving deep into the analytics and things of that nature. But ultimately, a lot of people are liking the movie. A lot of tracks off of the soundtrack is going up on Billboard as far as putting up numbers. And statistically speaking, it definitely is one of the more impactful album, one of the most impactful soundtracks of the year. But of course, it's not number one, as you already know, which is what is number one as far as K-pop Demon Hunters. So with that being said, click my link tree in my bio. Let me know on one of my social medias, what do you think about the F1 soundtrack? What do you think about the specific track with Don Toliver and Doja Cat, Lose My Mind? And ultimately, if you've heard the entire soundtrack, what is your favorite track off of the F1 movie soundtrack? And what is your favorite scene from the actual movie?